With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A third biotech company is moving into the Bitterroot Valley. Vaccine developer Tonix Pharmaceuticals announced its plan to build a facility near Hamilton late last year. Local officials say it's the latest development in a decade-long effort to turn the Southwest Montana Valley into a biotech corridor. MTPR's Megan Myskowski has this story.
The reason it happened quickly is because all of this tedious work and suffering that has gone on for the past 12 years.
Julie Foster is Ravalli County's Economic Development Authority Director. She's standing at the proposed build site where New Jersey-based Tonix Pharmaceuticals is set to open a vaccine development facility as early as 2022. The 44-acre property is a field with a clear view of the Sapphire Mountains. Biotech has long had a home in the Bitterroot Valley. Rocky Mountain Laboratories, a research hub overseen by the National Institutes of Health, got its start in the area in the late 1920s. It played a key role in research into Rocky Mountain spotted fever. In 2019, pharmaceutical giant GSK announced its plan to invest $100 million in its vaccine manufacturing site in Hamilton. And last year, Tonix outlined its plan to come to the Valley, spurred by the other biotech presence and action taken by local officials to entice them.
You know, Tonix doesn't want to buy land where maybe they can get sewer and water. They want answers like, yes, and here's the date at which you can begin.
The trouble with bringing big companies to small towns is that they don't often have the infrastructure to support them. There's a law on the Montana books that helps counties borrow money with the goal of building out that kind of infrastructure to attract businesses. It's a program that creates a Targeted Economic Development District, or TED. But until recently, Foster says, the law wasn't written with some of Montana's smaller counties in mind, and it boxed Ravalli County out from using the economic development funds. So she got the attention of former State Representative Ed Grief, who agreed.
So we have a conflict, if you will, a giant void between the five or six urban counties and the rural.
In 2015, Grief carried a bill to change the policy, allowing Ravalli County and other small counties to tap into the TED program. Here's Grief introducing his bill in committee.
The field of play is not level nor equal for these counties. Yet they must compete with their neighbors in trying to provide the economic opportunity that will assist and attract businesses to locate in their area.
That bill passed, and now the land biotech company Tonix just bought in Ravalli County is in a new TED district. Tonix CEO Seth Letterman says that groundwork of county infrastructure, other nearby biotech companies, and the Bitterroot Valley itself sold the company on opening its new facility here.
I think quality of life is very important because recruiting people in biotech is very challenging now because I think everyone is chasing a relatively small talent pool.
But with the new business development in the Bitterroot comes more people, and housing could be the next challenge. Hamilton City Planner Matt Rohrbach says, like a lot of Montana, the market's tight in Hamilton.
There's not a lot of supply out there. You know, we were certainly growing during pre-COVID times. And then, I mean, COVID has amplified that.
He says his small staff can't keep up with the number of calls they get from prospective home buyers and real estate agents. He says that the goal is to adapt to new development without Hamilton losing its charm. Paul Travitz is the executive director for the Ravalli County Council on Aging, which helped the city council come up with the land to sell to Tonix. He says the long effort to develop the region as a biotech corridor is about Ravalli County investing in itself.
You know, you think about other parts of the state where things just boom, like the oil industry, and then they bust. You look at biotech, when you look at prolonged, sustained growth, those are the things that you want. Not just somebody coming in and mining something or drilling something and packing up and leaving.
With Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.